good is Brian Ferry's voice, right? That was Roxy Music and Oh Yeah, and in brackets on the radio. That one reached number 5 in 1980. It was also written by lead singer Brian Ferry, and it's from their album Flesh and Blood. Do you know, Roxy Music's only number one came in 1981 with Jealous Guy, which was a tribute to John Lennon. Okay, we're a little bit late. I knew we were going to be. Okay, it's time for the Soppy Softies at 7. We've got one from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 90s. And given yesterday's sad news, I thought there was only one person who could kick off the Soppy Softies at 7 this week.
Isn't just one night, it's written in the moonlight. Painted on the stars, we can't change ours. Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one more try. I know we put a last one. Just for a rainy evening, when maybe stars are few. Don't give up on us, I know we can still come through. So don't give up on us, baby. Lord knows we've come this far. Can't we stay the way we are?
FM.
Love is fading, baby. I can see it in your eyes. Kisses taste the same, but it's just a sweet disguise. We promise to be honest with each other for all eternity. And if you're looking for a way out, I won't stand in your way.
FM.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. All I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And you can't fight the tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know.
The first Soppy Softies at 7 of 2024. Kicking us off was David Soul and Don't Give Up On Us. You know, of course, we had to start with David Soul, given yesterday's sad news that he'd passed away. He was, of course, brilliant in Starsky and Hutch as a Hutch. And I think probably a lot of people my age, male and female, will say that he was their first crush. Anyway, that song reached number one in the UK in 1976. It also made it to number one in Canada, New Zealand, as well as his native USA. It got to number two over in Ireland. He had a second number one in 1977 with Silver Lady. And he would have had a hat trick of number ones, but between those two, Going In With My Eyes Wide Open was kept off number one by ABBA and Knowing Me, Knowing You. Then we heard Odyssey and If You're Looking for a Way Out. I am absolute sucker for a bit of Odyssey. I am never going to turn down an opportunity to play a bit of Odyssey. That one was their third UK single release and it peaked at number six in 1980. It's taken from their album Hang Together. Then the last one was the Goo Goo Dolls and Iris. That was their debut release in the UK and it got to number three in 1998. Although it did make it to number one in Australia, Canada and Italy. It's from the film City of Angels, which I think stars Nicolas Cage. I haven't seen the movie, so I can't really be sure. And it's still their only UK hit. Their follow-up single, Slide, just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 43. So after the Soppy Softies at 7, you know what happens.
And now for something completely different.
You can do about it. No, there's nothing you
was Queen and Headlong. That reached number 14 in 1991. It was written by Brian May, and originally Brian May had intended it to go on his debut solo album, but then he heard Freddie Mercury singing it and he agreed that it should be a Queen song. It also included on Queen's 14th album, which was Innuendo. Now, it's time for the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, I am going to give you three clues to a mystery artist. If you get it on clue number one, you can award yourself 100 points. If you get it on clue number two, get 50 points. And if it takes you to clue number three, then you can have 10 points because by then it's quite easy. Okay, so clue number one. This week's mystery artist was born in 1950 with the surname Judkins. And he was born in Michigan. So born in Michigan in 1950 with the surname Judkins. If you know who that is, award yourself 50 points. If you want to get involved, then do drop us a line. It's at radio@phoenixfm.com. I'll give you the next clue shortly. That was then Jericho and Big Area. That record peaked at number 13 in 1989. Do you know, and it still remains their biggest hit. Their other top 20 hit was The Motive, which reached number 18 2 years earlier in 1987. Do you know, I think it was such a good band, then Jericho. They should have had lots more success chart-wise, I think. Okay, let's do clue number two.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, clue number one for 100 points, as a reminder, was he was born in 1950 in Michigan with the surname Judkins. And clue number two for 50 points. It is a tricky one this week. Clue number two for 50 points. He had his first hit, age 16, in 1969, and that reached number 14. Sorry, 1966, and it reached number 14. So it is first hit, age 16, in 1966, and it reached number 14. Are you any closer to guessing who it is? I will give you the answer shortly, but first, let's have a bit of In Excess.
Oh,
Baby Don't Cry. That's by INXS. That was released in 1992, and it was the second single released from their album, Welcome to Wherever You Are. The single, you know, it made it to number 20. I'd have thought it would have performed much better than that. And surprisingly, INXS only ever had one top 10 hit in the UK, which was 1987's Need You Tonight. You would have thought they'd had more, wouldn't you? You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen. It is Saturday, the 6th of January, and it is 7:31 p.m. Coming up after me, 8 o'clock this evening, it's the nicest guy in radio. It's Andy Furno with his Boogie Nights.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Yeah, please do stay tuned for Andy at 8 o'clock because he always delivers an excellent show. But before then, and for the next 30 or so minutes, we have got some more Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers to bring you. Because what we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool to get played. It doesn't need to be trendy. It just has to be a joy. Coming up, we're going to do the birthday bonanza. But before we do that, let's do the last clue to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, I'll recap for the first two clues. Born in 1950 in Michigan with the surname Judkins. That's for 100 points. If you knew who it was then, that's 100 points. For 50 points, he had his first hit, age 16, in 1966, which reached number 14 in the UK charts. Okay, this one might give it away. This is for 10 points. If you get it on clue number 3, you can give yourself 10 points. He's had just two UK number one hits, which is a real surprise. His first came in 1982 with Paul McCartney. So his first number one was in 1982 with Paul McCartney. He then had his second number one 2 years later in 1984. Does that give you any more of a clue? Okay, in the meantime, while you ponder that, here are three artists back to back who are celebrating their birthdays, or would have been celebrating their birthdays this weekend. Here's Blondie to kick us off.
98 FM.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
No one can blame you for walking away. Too much rejection. Life can't be easy. It's not always well. Don't tell me truth hurts, little girl. 'Cause it hurts like hell. It hurts like hell. Down in the underground, you'll find someone true. Down in the underground, a land serene, a crystal moon. It's only forever.
Three of our favourite artists back to back, all born celebrating their birthday this weekend in January. I mean, legends are born in January, right? First of all, we heard Blondie and Union City Blue, and we played that because it was guitarist Christine's birthday yesterday. Union City Blue was their eighth single release in the UK, and it peaked at number 13 in around late 1979, early 1980. It's from their album Eat to the Beat. So Christine does still record tracks with Blondie, but he no longer tours with them, sadly, because of heart issues. Then we heard AC/DC and Highway to Hell. We played that because it would have been guitarist Malcolm Young's birthday today. So happy heavenly birthday to Malcolm for today. That song, Highway to Hell, was originally released in 1979 as their second single, but it missed out on the top 40 first time around, peaking at number 56. A live version was then re-released in 1992, and that reached number 14 in the charts. It was re-released again in 2012, and it reached number 4 that time, and it's a title track from that album, which peaked at number 8 in the album charts. Highway to Hell is the last album to feature Bon Scott on vocals, as he passed away, sadly, in 1980. The track itself was written by Bon Scott, Angus Young, and our would-be birthday boy, Malcolm Young. Then finally, we heard David Bowie, the legend that is David Bowie and Underground, and it would have been his birthday on Monday, the 8th of January. And as you might expect, David Bowie wrote Underground and also co-produced it. It's from the film Labyrinth. It just missed out on the top 20, peaking at number 21 in 1986. I actually think it's a fantastic record, so I'm surprised it didn't do better chart-wise. It performed best, though, chart-wise, in the Netherlands, Ireland and New Zealand, where it got into the top 10 and peaked at number 6 in those three nations. And if it is your birthday this weekend, then happy birthday to you. And I also want to wish my sister-in-law, Tracy, a very happy birthday for Tuesday. I hope you celebrate in style. Okay, now, because we're running out of time, we better do the answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
Okay, so I gave you three clues to this week's mystery artiste. The first clue for 100 points was that he was born in Michigan in 1950 with the surname Judkins. Clue number two for 50 points was that he had his first hit in 1966, age 16, and that got to number 14. Then clue number three, which my brother got this, by the way, for 10 points. Congratulations, Matthew. This is the third clue for 10 points. He had just two UK number one hits, which I find staggering. His first came in 1982 with Paul McCartney, and the second came in 1984. If I tell you that his first one in 1982 with Paul McCartney was Ebony and Ivory, and the second in 1984 was I Just Called to Say I Love You, that might give it away. It is, of course, Stevie Wonder, and here's one of my all-time favourite tracks by the great man.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away, Dr. A, when the people start to move. Oh, and
yes I do.
And with a voice like Alice ringing out, there's no way the band could lose. You can feel it.
Just too good, isn't it? That's Stevie Wonder and Sir Duke. That was the answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. It's taken from his brilliant 1976 album, Songs in the Key of Life, and it reached number 2 in the UK charts in 1977. It was kept off number 1 by Free by Denise Williams. And, you know, it's a song written by Stevie Wonder as a tribute to Duke Ellington. That's why it's called Sir Duke. And that is just about it from me. I am going to say so long now with a long song. This week's long song is 6 minutes and 34 seconds long. It reached number 1 in 1989 and it's by Simple Minds and it's Belfast Child and it remains their only number 1 hit. So stay tuned for Andy. I'll be back next week and remember to please stay safe, and if you can't stay safe, then stay sexy.
Said to me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say trouble's about. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast Child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd, all my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say trouble. gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.